Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ships at sea.
All the ships at sea.
Each and every one, even the tugboats going up and down the mighty Mississippi.
Especially those ships.
Especially because they could stop, come over to the Kirkwood Brew House and have a brewski.
Look at the brand new outside bar, which is outstanding.
Yes, it is, and has large screen television
that you, so can actually
enjoy
see.
It's sunny day. Football game. Yes, it is.
It's a sunny day. We can watch. Maybe, hey Josh, why don't you go over and ask him to put on NBC Sports on one of those tees if they do that, and then we'll promote them. Thanks.
Take some
Sounds
money.
Good.
Thanks.
Dip him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't, you know, just say please. I'm sorry.
Sounds like James Brown over there. Please.
I got my black cape.
Please. Edmundo here, and welcome once again to the St. Louis United Soccer Saturday Show. And boy, this microphone is giving me a lot of sibilance here.
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway.
Whatever that means.
Suffering succotash.
That's what I was thinking when I hear
like
it.
Sylvester the cat.
Okay, take one headphone off and it's not so bad.
Okay. Well, all right. Sounds better when you do that. Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. It's something with...
Here is your host.
What they say, Josh?
Along with
Ted's
a,
working on it.
Ted's working on it.
Bartender's out there right now.
Here's your host along with a studio full of...
Chock full
of other celebrities. Mr. Tom Schwarz. I will let him finish the
introduction. Thank you, Edmundo. First, leading, as always, Matt Grover at the board. Matt, as we enter our however many... You know, I found today the script, Matt. Back when we used to have logs for the show number 4. And our guest was Tim Ream that day because he had just been promoted to the Premier League. Wow. Boy, we really had great music then, didn't we?
Hey.
It was so good. You remember any of that?
Hey.
I don't know what happened.
Speaking of great music, cue the music, Matthew, please. You gotta listen to the beginning here. While this guy's talking, yeah, man, hey.
You know who that is?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, but you hear the background?
No, sir.
Detroit Lions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I thought everybody knew that, huh?
Okay, first of all, what's going on? This is our, you know what? I think it's the earphones. I'm not gonna listen anymore because it's driving me crazy. This is our last show for a couple weeks. Because Illinois football is going to interfere with our schedule. Apparently, I get to go to Vienna.
I'm going to Texas.
Nice. You know what? I got to introduce everybody.
See my new grand nephew.
And I'm just going to Champaign. I don't know.
Hey, even better.
You're going to Champaign again. That was Russell Bly. Russell, when you're gone last week, where were you?
Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas. Tangoing.
Tangoing.
Whenever you leave, you're tangoing. If I can
most
assume,
of the time,
if you're not in that chair. You're either tangoing, limbering up, decompressing, whatever it is to deal with tango.
Something like that.
All right, let that play. I don't know. I can't listen on it. I mean, that drives me crazy. That I heard it though. It's I could hear it on Frank Opinion today too. So, all right, we're also joined by Asim the Dream. You know, oh, are you going to get his own music?
It was all a dream.
All right.
I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
How did you get the volume to go up on this last time? On this? Okay. Turn that up. So it was all a dream. Okay, so Dream's here. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Very great. Great. And also, what did you call him, Matt? Intern Brad? Intern Brad. Ooh. We're going to call you that. I like that. Is here.
What's
How
up,
are
Tom?
You, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm sweating out this game right now.
Okay, well, don't tell me because I'm recording it. Let's just save that one. And you can cue me up during the score so I don't listen to it.
You will
because
hear.
Because then it's you'll, awesome. I go home and I got a whole game to watch.
I'll say something like, and at halftime, the
yeah,
score.
Yeah, just point at me. Yeah, and you have, do you have your O.B. Clark's reading? Because we don't have anything in the files. You have that to read?
I have that. Yes, I do have that.
Great.
Available.
We're going to talk to Dan Davis, I think, at 12:15, we hope.
If he'll call. Let me publicly apologize to Mr. Davis for... not showing up yesterday to assist him in the golf tournament, which I had promised up and down to do, and for which, yes, I have no good excuse except Space Cadet.
I have a great excuse.
Got busy, you know.
I have a really great excuse. I am a total wuss, and I reacted really negatively to my flu shot.
That's right.
I know you're not supposed to, but I did. Man, I thought it was over. It hit me. I got it on Wednesday, Thursday, about noon. good night. All I could do is go to bed. I mean, it was unbelievable. But then the next day I felt fine. But, hey, so anyway, Dan's going to call. I want to ask you, Josh, you told me to watch the Vietnam series on PBS.
I did not.
Okay. What? How old are you?
I am 22.
What year were you born?
1995.
Okay, now, tell me in two sentences, three sentences, what you know about the Vietnam War.
I mean, not much. I mean, it's kind of the war that, throughout my experiences in high school, mainly learning about that type of stuff, it was kind of the war that we didn't go into detail as much. Hmm. So I know that it obviously was very unpopular, and I know about the battles between, I mean, the North and South Vietnamese, and, I mean, Richard
Nixon.
Like,
you don't know why we were their allies or any of that stuff.
We did not go into great detail all that much. It was mostly the World Wars that I probably know a lot more about than Vietnam, so.
Okay, so we can safely assume, you know, if you were to watch this series, you would just be blown away by everything you saw because it would all be news to you.
Yes, for the most part, I would say so. I do know about a lot of the devastation and the fact that, I mean, it wasn't a war that we weren't as successful in as others, so. But, yeah, there's a lot of news.
Yeah, whenever here's a clue just in life, because you probably didn't study history, and I bet you this team is going to drop me off. Whenever you leave and your guys are leaving from helicopters, from the rooftop of the embassy, not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell.
Sir.
What year were you born?
1960.
1960. Okay, so what do you know about the Vietnam War?
A fair amount, because I was a young kid, but you sort of paid attention. New Zealand was involved in that war.
You had troops?
Along with Australia, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So there was certainly casualties.
Did you know anybody who died?
Personally, no.
And give me a sentence what you know, to what your take as a kid growing up in New Zealand when I guess is when you learned about it.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I was a little too young, I would say, to pay attention to things like the protests that were going on in New Zealand about the war as well. But
big protests?
Yeah, pretty big.
Okay.
But certainly at the time when the war came to an end, I was old enough.
75.
To pay attention to things.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it's remarkable how close the relationship is now between the United States and Vietnam.
Yeah. The best thing to do with is to not beat the United States in war, and then things work out. You know, ask Germany, Japan. Dream.
Yeah.
What year?
86.
86. So when did you learn about the Vietnam War?
Started learning a little bit about it sort of on my own in like elementary school, but then I think formally probably in middle school is when we started, you know, sort of covering, and then much more in high school.
Yeah. In high school, sort of on your own?
Yeah, just reading stuff.
Where did you go to high school?
Clayton High.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. Edmundo.
I'm a year younger than you, so I remember the deaths of the first advisors, or not maybe the first, but when they were still just a handful of advisors in country.
Did you know anybody who died in Vietnam?
I think there was one boy that I grew up with that he was older than I was close to. He was in the service. I think he did. Yeah. Die in action.
You don't have it wasn't a friend or a family friend or family member.
No, there was no one from my family that was in. Of course, I have the dubious distinction. You remember the draft lottery, which was instigated
yes,
about 1927. Yeah, well, I won that.
You were number one.
I was number one.
Whoa! How'd you get out? You're in school.
Stayed in school.
Yeah,
that was the great class
separator
in every sense of the word. Class separator on that. So you know, I mean, most of the conscripts in the war were
number one.
Were not college educated people, or people in college, or
guys I went to high school with. Probably guys you went to high school with. Most of them didn't go to college.
Most
of
them didn't go.
For me, most of the guys I went to high school with did not go to college.
Half did out of my class,
and a bunch of them went to Vietnam.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ted.
Guys,
what year were you born?
65.
And memories, so you wouldn't have any memories.
I don't have any real memories of the war. My first memories were the Nixon administration. I did learn about the war in high school at Lafayette, class of 84. We had a veteran of Vietnam that was a Lafayette alum come and speak to us at a history class. My brother-in-law served. He doesn't speak about it.
Yeah.
And I've never asked him. I learned a fair amount in high school, learned some more in college, but I learned most in helping my my kids in
research projects
with their history.
Yeah.
I read Fields of Fire, James Webb's book with my
son. I love James Webb.
We read it chapter by chapter and talked about it. And I've watched this this series on PBS, and it's really, really good stuff. Learned a lot. And to your point, Tom, a lot of it makes you mad. We really didn't need to have this happen.
Let's go kill some people. I mean, let's and not worry about, you know, I mean, just what they did. Hey, Matt, let's go to break, because we're gonna come back to this topic, because I watched the entire thing, and I'm telling you what, the one on 1968, I can't remember what it the title of the episode was, but they're all 2 hours. They're all up close, personal. I mean, I fell in love with these guys.
Whew. Yeah, one of them is from this area that's on there.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I avoided it. I you know, I went to college. I mean, you watch this stuff, and I think of these guys from South St. Louis who went and got dropped into this bundle of crap, and basically say, people say no rules, because you don't matter. Because the people at the top, they're just playing this. They knew. They had discussions. You hear Nixon on tape. You hear Kennedy on tape. The hero.
Yeah.
John Kennedy. I mean, and they know they can't win. All right. Let's go, Matt. Sorry. If you didn't see it, I'll try to see it. It's unbelievable.
So how appropriate we're going out with Harry Nilsson's Jump into the Fire. We will be right back after these brief announcements. This is 590 The Fan, KFNS, live in Kirkwood, Missouri. We'll be right back.